Now rejoice and be glad in it. Come on now, just begin to magnify the Lord with me. Come on now, he is worthy of your praise. Good morning, XO. Come on now. The Lord, listen, you are not alone. It doesn't matter where you are, what your situation is. If nobody else is with you, Paul said, when all others have left me, you were there with me. Come on now, when you understand that you are not alone. Ha, glory. The Bible says that God said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. You have to leave God. God doesn't leave you. Oh, come on, somebody. See, ha, glory. Somebody's going to get this today, that you have an understanding that you are not alone. Come on, lift your hands. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, Father, your word says, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And you told us to pray like this through your Son, Jesus. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Father, your way of doing things in my life begin now in Jesus' name. Father, I declare and decree that their life, high glory, their path of purpose is filled with favor and the greater. Father, they shall have favor from the north, south, east, and west, above and beneath. Father, they shall increase. They shall have the greater. They shall increase and multiply. They'll be added to from the north, south, east, and west. Father, I declare and decree that they'll never be the same. And Father, for right now, I'm sensing right now that some of you have been dealing with some financial situations. I just heard the Lord say, you'll never be broke another day in your life if you will follow his word and his path for your life. Okay. See, someone doesn't believe me. Let me go ahead. See, I don't want you to have my opinion. I want you to have the word, okay? Oh, come on now. Don't you get quiet on me now. Someone type, it is so, okay? Now listen, Paul said this. And God backed him up by his word. Okay. This is going to be your season that you never run out of your supply. Oh, come on now. Woo, come on. Someone's going to get it. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. Woo, my God, my God, my God. Oh, my God. This is somebody's going to break through. Somebody's going to be healed, saved, and delivered. Today, you're going to get understanding. The Bible says, with all you're getting, get understanding. Come on now, go to the word right now. We're going to Philippians chapter 4, verse 18 and 19. Come on now, Philippians chapter 4, verse 18 and 19. And I want you to get this. Come on now, Philippians chapter 4, verse 18 and 19. And when you get it, come on now. There we go, Quintero, Chet and Martha. Come on now. Hey, glory. See, someone's going to look back at their life and say, oh, I wasn't by myself. He was with me. He never let me down. See, you're going to begin to testify, because the Bible says that we overcome the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of our testimony. Oh, come on, somebody. Somebody get this today. Woo, my God, my God, my God. Hey, glory, come on now. All right, Father, less of me, more of you, none of me, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground. And I declare and decree that this word shall go unhindered and uninterrupted by any satanic weapon or force. Father, I declare and decree that spirit, soul, body, and financially, they are full, whole, glory. They are full, whole, and have all needs supplied in Jesus' name. The Bible says, blow the trumpet in Zion and sound the alarm. Glory. See, we just let God and the devil know that we are here at attention, ready to hear his voice. Come on now. Okay. Philippians chapter 4, look at it, verse 18 and 19. But I have all and abound. I am full, having received from Epaphroditus. Epaphroditus, the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. So Ephesus, people from Ephesus had sent him an offering that took care of his needs that, first of all, he didn't ask for. But how many of you remember God's kingdom is built on seed time and harvest, okay? While the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not stop. So he had a need, and God, listen, Jesus said it, give and it shall be given. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and what? Running over, shall men give unto your bosom, okay? So when you give unto the kingdom of God, into this ground that you're receiving this word, this feeding, this seed from, when you sow into this ground, into the hand of the prophet, now God makes sure that all your needs are, check it out. I received from Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor, a sweet smell, a sacrifice, acceptable, well-pleasing to God, okay? But my God, okay, shall supply all of your need. He said all of your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now, here's what you got to understand. God doesn't use your bank account. He doesn't use your credit report. He doesn't use your standard of measurement to supply people's needs. No, he uses his riches and supply in glory by Christ Jesus, the anointed one and his anointing, okay? So when you begin, high glory, listen, to become a cheerful giver, okay? Now listen, because I want some people to understand in this season in 2024, okay? In 2024, he said that this would be your season of obedience to new beginnings, okay? That connected to 5784, which is the Hebrew calendar year, of this would be your season of favor and the greater, and your obedience will activate new beginnings. See, when you begin, now listen, to do what Paul said, that God loves a cheerful giver, okay? Cheerful. That means you get joy sowing seed into this ground, into the hand of this prophet. And when you begin to do this, listen, the Bible says this. Now, oh my God, my God. He says, and my God shall supply all of your need. Okay. There's another. So you don't believe me. Okay. Come on now. Someone type. It is so. Now listen, I'm just going to show you what the word says. Now it's up to you. High glory. Woo, my God. It's up to you to catch it. Some things are taught, but some things are caught, okay? His shot. What this ministry, what myself and our prophet Tanya have been teaching you ever since we started was things that we have experienced and have learned from the Lord and the kingdom of God, okay? So let me just put it this way. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9, okay? Oh my God, someone's going to get it today. Oh, someone type, it is so. Come on, let me know. See, I'm still sharing. Did you share the broadcast this morning? I'm sharing this broadcast out to my Instagram folk. Okay, go to Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9. Good morning, Sister Crystal. That's right. Some things are taught, but you get real manifestation. You begin to expand and explode. You begin to multiply and increase when you catch the anointing, when you catch the spirit, when you catch the word. Oh my God. Oh, someone type it is so. Woo, my God, my God. See, the devil doesn't want you to get this. See? Oh my God. See? Mm-mm-mm. See, some people are going to get healed, but the others, the sons of God, are going to be made whole. Oh, my God. Woo, my God. Hey, shit. Oh, you better get this morning. God just doesn't want you healed. He just doesn't want you out of debt. He wants you whole, spirit, soul, body, and financially. It's called shalom, peace, nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing out of place, wholeness. Okay, listen, Proverbs chapter 3, look at verse 9 and 10. This is the key to you, our glory, activating the windows of heaven in your life. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all, okay? I want you to underline that in your Bible or highlight it on your app. He said all, and with the first fruit of all your increase, okay? So when you do this, God says, when you do this, this is what's going to happen. So shall your barns be filled with plenty, and your presses shall burst out, overflow with new wine, okay? Barns being filled, that represents your storehouses, your banks, your savings account, your 401k plan, your 403b, whatever it is, your retirement, whatever it is that you, Haglory, wealth-wise, spirit, soul, body, and financial, shall be filled with plenty, more than enough. But then he says, and your presses shall burst out with new wine. Now, the wine represents the spirit and the anointing of God. When you understand that the spirit, he says he wants your presses shall burst out with new wine. New. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Someone type, I'm new. Oh, come on now. Come on now. I'm new. Come on now. I want you to get this today. You're going to get this. He says, listen, the word says that that his mercies are renewed every morning. How many of you will catch this and understand that your wealth and your prosperity shall be renewed, restored, and renewed every morning? New wealth, new witty ideas and inventions. New ways to prosper. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. See, someone's going to catch it this morning. Oh, my God, my God, my God. It doesn't matter how old or how young you are. See, when you understand that what God is doing in your life is to restore you to your seat and place of authority, that daily everything's being made new in your life. Oh, my God. He says, I will hasten my word to what? Perform it. So if God says he's going to make you new, if God has to restore your youth so that way you can walk and enjoy all of the wealth and prosperity and the health and everything that he's putting in your life, even now, he's going to make sure that you live to enjoy what you've worked for, what you've sown seed for. Oh, come on now. That's his way. Oh, my God. Woo. Come on now. Someone type, I receive it. Come on now. Someone type, I receive it. Come on now. I want to show this to you here, and then we're going to call it a day. Amen and amen. Glory. Come on, someone needs to praise God. Amen. Oh, yeah, there it is right there. That's what I thought it was. This is going to help you. I want you to get this. Now, remember, this is straight from the word. Mm-hmm. All right. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 19. Okay. And we're going to stop here for today. Someone type, I receive it. Here we go. Every man also to whom God hath given riches and wealth and hath given him power to eat thereof and to take his portion and to rejoice in his labor. This is the gift of God. Okay. In layman's terms, it means that he's going to give you good health to enjoy the wealth and the prosperity and the success, Okay. It's not just going to be left down to your children and your children's children. No, you shall experience and enjoy the work and the hands of your labor. Oh, come on, somebody. I'm prophesying to you right now. Ah, glory. No, you will. Ha, glory. I don't care what the devil has tried to diagnose through sickness or disease. You're going to live to enjoy and experience your wealth and success in God's kingdom. Woo, my God, my God. Somebody better get this today. Woo, my God. You listen. You're going to be able to enjoy your millionaire status. Woo, my God. And you're going to cause your children to work and to qualify for their inheritance. Listen, you cause them to work for it. Amen. So that way they can experience what God is going to take them through. Oh, my God, you better get it today. So listen, someone type, I receive it. Now, when you do this, now you can begin to activate this in your life. Amen. Like I said, he says, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. So the sowing of the seed, like what we're getting ready to do right now, when you sow into this ground, okay? Okay, the ground of this ministry, high glory, which is the church, amen. Now you're giving into his storehouse, okay? While the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. The seed time is the period of planting seeds or investing in the kingdom consistently. The harvest is the manifestation of the fruit of your seed sowing. So the first way to sow seed is to sow seed into RMI, Restored Ministries International, okay? So you can do this by going to the website. I try to make things easy, amen. Go to the website. We have our PayPal button right there, PayPal link, amen. And you can sow your seed. Now listen, there are a couple of seeds that we have asked people to sow, okay? You have the new beginning seed, amen. Hold on, let me type this. New beginning seed, which is the 8888, okay? Or the 18888. I'm going to challenge everyone that can do the 188 or the 1888. If you can do that, that would be awesome, okay? Sow that into the ministry, amen? You can use the Zelle and go from your account into the ministry account at Restored, M-I-N-I-N-T-L at Gmail, okay? Now, that's the first way of sowing seed into the ministry, that there might be meat in the house of God, okay? Okay, but you can also receive what's called the prophet's reward from sowing the teruma, which is sowing straight into the hand of the prophet or the supervising priest. I'm the prophet and supervising priest of this ministry. So according to Ezekiel chapter 44, 30, he says, and the first of all first fruits, remember we read in Proverbs 3:9, okay? And the first fruit of all your increase shall, okay, when you sow it into the hand of the priest, it shall be the priest. You shall also give unto the priest the first of your dough, that he may cause or speak or declare or prophesy the blessing to rest in your house. So as the prophet and priest of this ministry, when you sow directly into my Cash App at $HighGlory$ProphetBryant2023, amen. Now you're accessing what's called the teruma, which now when you sow that into my hand, I declare and speak the blessing of the Lord to rest and remain in your house, okay? Proverbs 10:22, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich and he adds no sorrow. That's why it's called the teruma, because you put it into the hand of the priest. This is the same thing that Abraham did when he sowed into Melchizedek. Okay, the tithing system came from, okay, Abraham sowing a teruma or a small portion from the spoils of war. Okay, so now listen, so that into my Cash App, okay? Or you see my PayPal there or my Zelle, okay? And now when you do this, you can also sow the 2024 seed, which is according to the 2024 year, okay? Amen. So $224 or $2,024, amen. That's the 2024 seed. Now listen, sow it right now. Father, I thank you. You said, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Father, I declare and decree as they sow their seed or their tithe into the ministry, as they sow the teruma into my hand, I speak and declare the blessing of the Lord to make them rich, spirit, soul, body, and financial in every area of their life. And Father, those that sow the teruma, I declare and decree that the blessing shall rest and remain in their house in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen and amen. Listen. Thank you so much for joining in. Thank you so much for being a support and a sponsor and partner of this ministry. I declare and decree that this, by the time we get to 2025 or 5785, you would have seen your whole life go to another level. Be blessed today. See you soon. Don't miss tomorrow.